Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Tzadi Aleph. And we begin four lines from the top. We're going to bring down braces in support of various positions from Amoraim that we had yesterday. So we'll start right off and jump into it and remind ourselves what we were talking about as we do the Gemara. So the braces starts off, four lines from the top, Tanya Kavasi de Rav. We have a brace in support of Rav Shita. What is Rav Shita? So we had a number of different machlokas in yesterday and the day before between Rav and Shmuel. This one goes back to the Gemara on Pei Tes. And on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, we had a machlokas between Rav, according to his understanding of the opinion of the Chachamim, that when they said that each rooftop is a separate reshus by itself, so Rav's opinion was, even on that rooftop, the Chachamim hold only that you're allowed to carry it up to Dalet Amos, but you can't carry within that entire rooftop. And the reasoning behind that was because each rooftop is a separate entity, and it's prutso bimloa, it is totally open to another rooftop, and there are no mechitzos. He doesn't hold good osik when the mechitzos are not nikaros. The mechitzos are all just going down. They don't come up over here when they're not recognizable because all the rooftops are adjacent to each other. And therefore, in this situation, the opinion that Rav has of the Chachamim Shita is that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos in that rooftop area. So we have a braisa that will be in support of that. And then we'll have a braisa, Tanya Kavasi Rav Yehuda. We ended off yesterday's share with the statement that Rav Yehuda made, re-explaining all of the shitas. He explained the shita of Rav Meir. He re-explained the shita, or not so much re-explained it, he restated it fully, the shita of Rav Meir. He restated the shita of the Chachamim. And then he restated the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And we're going to focus in on his statement of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon had said, Kulan Rishus Achasein. He said, the Gagos, the Karpifos, the Chatzeros, they're all considered one Rishus, and one can carry any Kalim that were over there at the beginning of Shabbos. You could carry from one to the other with abandon, without any concern. So we'll have a Tanya Kavose to this opinion that Rav Yehuda had made, as I just said, about the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So let's jump in. Tanya Kavasi de Rav. What is the braisa that is in support of Rav's opinion about the Chachamim that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos even on one individual gag? Because we don't hold good osik in that situation when the mechitzos aren't nikaros, and it's prutso bimloa, it's totally open, one gag to the other, and therefore, when you are next to an area that you can't carry and you're totally open to it, that ruins it for carrying in your area as well. And what is this braisa? It says in the following braisa called Gago Sa'ir Rishus Achasein. It said that all the roofs in a city are considered one entity, they're one halachic status, and therefore you could carry from one to the other. And V'asu Lahalos Lahorid. However, you're not allowed to go bring anything up from the house onto these roofs or from the roofs back into a house. But that's only the roofs themselves are considered one entity. Min ha-gagin l'chotzer, from a gag to a chotzer, or min ha-chotzer l'gagin, or from a chotzer to the different rooftops. You're not allowed to carry, because those are two separate entities. All the roofs are one entity, and all the gagin are one entity, but you can't carry from a gag to a roof. And the kelim sheshavsu bechotzer, if you have kelim that started off Shabbos in the chotzer, mutar latatel in the chotzer, you can move them about in that chotzer, even though nobody made a eruv chatzeros from the house to the chotzer. If they did, then of course you can move it around. But in that chotzer, there was no eruv chatzeros. Nevertheless, if you have kelim that are in that chotzer, you're allowed to move them about. Likewise, begagin, mutar latatel begagin. If you didn't make an eruv chatzeros, nevertheless, within the individual gagim, they're all considered one rishus, and if kelim were in those gagim at the start of Shabbos, you're allowed to go and move things about all gagim from one gag to another without a problem. With one caveat, and we have this in our Mishnah as well, ubavach lo yehi gag gova yud o namuch yud. There shouldn't be a separation between one rooftop and the other of more than 10 tvachim in their height. Because in that situation, we had said there was a concern that Rav Meir had about tel shel rishus harabim, that you may come to carry in this situation from rishus hayachin to rishus harabim via this makom tor. So the rabbis didn't even let you carry from one rishus hayachin to another rishus hayachin. So you have this gag that's more than 10 tvachim, higher or lower than the adjacent gag. Rav Meir, Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. We had this in our Mishnah as well. The Braisa is exactly the same as the Mishnah. Therefore, Rav Meir says, you're not allowed to do this. This is Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. However, the Chachamim Omrim, and here's what we're interested in, the Tanya Kavase D'Rav, Kol Echad V'Echad Rishus V'Yatzel, every individual roof is a separate entity. And unlike Rav Meir, who said you can carry from all the Gagim one to the other with Kalim that were there at the start of Shabbos, or all the Chatzeros, you can carry within all the Chatzeros with Kalim that were there at the start of Shabbos, albeit you can't carry from a gag to a chatzer to a gag, but within all the gagos you can carry, within all the chatzeros you can carry. That was the opinion of Rav Meir, as long as you didn't have the gzeirah of tel b'shus harabim. Therefore, the Chachamim disagree, and they hold that each roof is a separate entity. Kol echav yechav shusli atzmo. And here it says beferish ve'ein metaltelim bo ela b'dalit amos. You're only allowed to carry up to dalit amos, but you can't carry even on that one roof more than dalit amos. Oh, this is exactly Rav's opinion of the Chachamim. Tanya kavasi the Rav. Very good. Now we have Tanya Kavasi the Rav Yehuda. We have a brisa that supports Rav Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. And that is Amar Rebbe. Rebbe had said, Rebbe was a Talmud of Shimon. Rav Shimon, Stam Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the great Rav Shimon Bar Yochai from the famous story of the caves, the author of the Zohar, the famous Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rebbe said, Kishayinu lomdim Torah eitzel Rabbi Shimon b'Tekoa. When we were Tamidim learning Torah by Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, the great Rabbi Shimon, in the city of Tekoa, hayinu malin shemen va'aluntis migag legag, umigag lechotzer, umichotzer lechotzer, umichotzer lekarpav, umikarpav lekarpav, acher. We would be able to carry something, such as oil, shemen, aluntis. Aluntis, we had previously had this word, this means towels. So they would want to go and bathe on Shabbos. Again, they're halachically, midoraisa is a permissibility to go bathe in cold water on Shabbos. Today, the minhag is not to do so. In any event, there are various gezeiros that were put in over time, restricting bathing allowability on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But in those days, they were allowed to. So they needed to get to the place that they would go and bathe with their towels and with their oils that they would need. So Rabbi Shimon allowed them to go and carry the shemen and the luntis via non-Rishus HaRabim routes. In other words, they would carry it through these various Rishus HaYochid, such as a Gag, to another Gag, to a Chotzer, to another Chotzer, and then to a Karpath, and then to another Karpath. In other words, they went this circuitous route, going through all these different Rishus HaYochids, Ad Sheyamagin Eitzel HaMayon, until they reached the well, the spring where they were going to go and bathe, Shehinu Rochatzim Bo. And therefore, you see clearly, this Brisa is stating exactly Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, that you're allowed to go and carry within all these domains, as long as the kelim were there before the start of Shabbos, so they're all considered one single domain, and you're allowed to go and carry in those places. Oh, we have a tiny kavasi the Rab, and a tiny kavasi the Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Now here we have the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Brisa that we're now bringing down. Maisa Bishas HaSakana. He brings a raya to this idea that you're allowed to carry, like Rabbi Shimon said, from the following time when there was a period, Nebuch of Shmad, when there was a period where it was persecution of the Jewish people and they weren't allowed to read the Torah. So what they had to do was to go get the Torah in secret to a place where they could all listen to the Torah laning on Shabbos. Now, it wasn't in an area that was in the normal places that had an Erev around it. Vayinu malin sefer Torah. So what did they do? They took the sefer Torah that was in a chotzer at the start of Shabbos, mechotzer legag, they brought it to a gag, and they brought it from that gag, megag lechotzer, to another chotzer, umechotzer lekarpav, and they brought it to a karpav, from that another chotzer, likrosbo, and there they were able to read it in private without being concerned, I guess, that the goyim would attack them and stop them, because this was a secluded area. But the bottom line is, they were allowed to go carry the Sefer Torah. And this is exactly like Rabbi Shimon said, the understanding Rabbi Yehuda had of Rabbi Shimon. So let us bring this as a raya as well. Shmuel says, Amrulo, they told Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, that that's not a good raya. Ein shas hasakona raya. You can't bring us a raya from times of Shmad, from times of persecution, from times of sakana, of danger, because sometimes the halacha would be reverted back to the more lenient position in order to help them out during the times of danger, but that doesn't mean that that's the accepted halacha when it's not times of danger. Now we quote the Mishnah again, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Echad Gagim V'chulei. Again, we go through what we just went in the Brisa, that Rabbi Shimon's opinion was that all of these entities, the Gagim, the Chatzeros, and the Karpifos, are all able to be carried one to the other. How do we paskin? The Gemara says, I'm a Rav. Rav tells us halacha ki Rabbi Shimon. This, in fact, is the halacha, but he adds a caveat. Hu shlo irvu. As long as the people didn't make an Erev Chatzeros from their house to one Chatzer. Abel irvu, if they did make this, then Rav says that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is lo. You wouldn't be allowed to carry any more from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Why? Because now we would be concerned that items that were in the chotzer before Shabbos started, we said you're allowed to carry with impunity from the gag to another gag, to a chotzer, to a karpiaf, etc., etc. But now, if you have things from the house that were legally allowed to be moved out there because of your eru chotzeres between your houses and that chotzer, you now would have items in the chotzer that could not be carried from that chotzer to another chotzer, to a gag, to a karpaf, etc. And therefore, the rabbis in this situation said, when you made an eru chotzeros, So then you lose the rights to consider all the chatzeros to be one entity and to carry from a chatzer to a gak to a karpaf, etc. Because the gazrinan, we have to make a gzer in this situation. Duma osi lafuki mane debatim lechatzer. Because now we have to be concerned that the things that you weren't allowed to carry from chatzer to chatzer, you may end up doing. Because you're going to have item A that was in the chatzer at the start of Shabbos that you can carry to another chatzer. Then you have item B that you took out on Shabbos from your house that you're not allowed to carry to the other chatzer. So you're going to have two items over here, A and B. One you can carry, one you can't. That's too confusing. And therefore, Rav said that Rabbi Shimon said, in this situation, when you made an Eruv Chatzeros, so now you lost your right to consider all the Chatzeros, all the Gag, and all the Karpifos as one entity for things that were in that Chatzer. That's Rav's opinion. Ushmul Amar, no. Shmuel said, no. Rabbi Shimon never made such a distinction. Bein Irvu, Bein Shelo Irvu. Rabbi Shimon's sheet is that they're all considered one entity, whether they made an Eruv Chatzeros or they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeros. V'chenum Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Now Rashi says, we're not goris the next words. Rashi says, lo gar sinon mi locha shach. Who whispered this to you? Who told you that this is the halacha, Rav? Why would you think that this is the case? Tosos does is goris this. If you look at the bottom, Tosos mi locha shach. So he says, Rashi lo goris lay. However, he says, V'omer Reed, the Reed tells us, the Isa of Torah's Kohanim. If you look in the Torah's Kohanim, this Brisa is found in Torah's Kohanim, and it says over there that, in fact, the Kama Makomos, and in other places as well, that the word Milocha Shoch is there. Rabbeinu Tam Nami Gorisle, the Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's own grandson, he was Goris these words as well, and he explained them in Mepharish, Mi Hishmiacho Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon, Bein Irvu Uvein Lo Irvu. Who taught you that this halacha, that there's a difference between Rabbi Shimon, whether they made an Erev, where he loses the right to carry, versus they didn't make an Erev, where he still retains the right to carry from the Gag to the Karpav to the Chatzeros, etc. That's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirish the Rashbam, one of Rashi's other grandchildren, the Rashbam, says, Pirish the Koya Rav, that he was saying this to Rav, Klomar, Mi higid lecho, shatom echalik b'neim, who told you that you should make a distinction within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? Enokain, it's not correct. Ela bein irvu, or bein lo irvu. Whether, according to Rabbi Shimon, whether they made an irvu or not, the halacha is one and the same. And Rav Yochanan is essentially saying, just like Shmuel. And finally, the Tosafot says, it's the guy say that it's not two words, mi lo hashoch, but it's melach shoch, b'teva achas. Umafarshi shenolad melachash, and it means it came from the word lachash. In other words, who told you this? So the Gemara, we continue, whether you say the word mi lo hashoch or not, it means the same thing. Rav Yochanan says, bein irvu, bein lo shelo irvu. So we have Rav against both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Rav says there's a distinction, according to Rabbi Shimon, whether they made an Erev, then they can't carry anymore. If they didn't make an Erev, then you can carry with impunity. And both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan say, there is no distinction within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. You can carry with impunity, whether they made an Erev or not. Maskevel Ruchista, Ruchista is going to ask, on both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, Taka, Rav has a very, very good point over here. Rav is pointing out that you can have, as I pointed out, item A that was in the chatzer at the start of Shabbos, item B that you brought out from your house, and you can have item A and B over here, and A you can carry and B you can't. Yomru, shnei kelim b'chatzer. You can have two kelim over there in the chatzer, keli A and keli B. Achazem mutter, keli A you're allowed to carry. V'zeh also keli B you're not allowed to carry. That's very confusing. So it makes very good sense that Rabbi Shimon should make a distinction between irvu and low irvu. When low irvu, so then there's no chance that a keli could come out from the house. And therefore, all the kelim in the chatzer are going to have the same status. As opposed to if they were irvu, so then you're going to have some kelim coming out from the house that are going to have a different status than the kelim that already were there at the start of Shabbos. So Taka, Rav is in a very good shape. And Akash on you, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel says, no. Rabbi Shimon l'taimei, the logos, they hold that Rabbi Shimon didn't make such a gzera. You're agreeing that it's a gzera that would have to be made over here because technically A could be carried and B cannot be carried. So you'd have to make a gzera to say that we should not allow you to carry A anymore because of the concern of B. Rabbi Shimon doesn't make such a gzera. Where do we see this? Because it's not. We learned early in the Masechta that a Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's opinion was, L'maha dover domer. We had a case there where there were three people that didn't make an Eruv Chatzeros. You had person A, you had person B, and person C, and they were each within two amos of each other. So the one in the middle, B, he overlapped two amos, he overlapped totally with A, and he overlapped totally with C. But A and C were more than four amos away from each other. So here you had a situation where B was able to carry with A, and B was able to carry with C, but A and C couldn't carry. So when A and C would bring something into the domain of B, there was a concern that then B would then carry into the domain of C. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon said, this is analogous to L'shalush chatzeros p'such zulzu. You had, again, substitute instead of people, chatzeros. You had chatzer A, chatzer B, and chatzer C, one next to the other. A is next to B, which is next to C. They open up into each other. A opens up into B, and B opens up into C. And as well, p'such zulzu sarabim. Each of them has a separate exit. A, B, and C each have their own exit to rishus sarabim. If you need help in reminding yourself what this looks like, you can look on page 92 in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 22, and you can see this as well in diagram on page 93, diagram number 28. There are many, many other diagrams as well. I'm not going to go back and remind ourselves fully about that. Hopefully you understand what I'm talking about. So now you have over here these three chatzeros, each of them opening up to each other, A into B, B into C, and they all open up into Rishu Sarabim. So in this situation, Rabbi Shimon had said, the Erev Ushnei HaChetzonos Ima Emtzoyus, the outer two ones each made an Erev with the middle one. So A has an Erev Chatzeros with B, and B has an Erev Chatzeros with C, but A and C do not have. So the only the two outer ones have with the middle one, but the two outer ones don't have with each other. So he says in this situation, Himu Teres Imahem, the middle one, is allowed to go and move anything from his domain in the middle to their chatzeros, so B can go to A and B can go to C, the hengu torus imo, and A can go to B and C can go to B. However, but obviously you can't carry something from A into C or C into A. And in this situation, the lo gazar, we don't find that we make such a gzera, the Rishon made such a gzera, we don't say, well, you're not allowed to carry from B into A and B into C because you may come to carry something that A brought into B and then subsequently, B will bring that thing into C, which is not allowed. So we don't find that we made such a gezerah. So to over here, in answer to Rav Chisa's question, Hochanami, Rabbi Shimon would not make such a gzera. Lo gazrin and duma osi lafuki money the bottom lechotze. We don't need to make such a gzera over here when we have the utensil that was there from the start of Shabbos A and the utensil that was brought out because they made an erev chatzeros from the house into this chotzer. The item called B, so we don't say, well, just because A can go and B can't, we should make a gzera that A shouldn't be allowed to go as well. No, we don't make such a gzera. That's how they answer the question. Now we have another question. Moshe Rav Sheshes says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echod Gagos, Echod Chatzeros, Echod Karpivios. We had in our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon didn't distinguish between a Gag, a Chotzer, and a Karpat. They're all the same. Rishus Achasin, Lekelim, Sheshavsu B'Sochan. They are considered one Rishus in regards to any Kelim that were there at the start of Shabbos. However, even Rabbi Shimon is Moda, those are the utensils that I called A. For utensil B that you brought out from the house into the chotzer, that can't go all over the place. But a keli that was in the house, you would in fact not be allowed to go carry that once it got into the chotzer, into other chatzeros. Now, how did it get into this chotzer from the house? If you say that Rabbi Shimon doesn't make any distinction whether Erevu or not, and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan are correct. Oh, we understand how a keli got haynu de mishkachas lo money de batim bechotzer. That's how a keli got from the house into the chotzer. He was able to legally bring it out from the house into the chotzer. We don't want to talk about an avarian that he took it out illegally. So it had to be that a keli from the house, the what I call the B kelim, got into the chotzer, but you're not allowed to carry it around beyond that. But the A keli that was there in the chotzer from the start, you can. So you see that this is the same halacha, whether irvu or lo irvu, exactly like Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, and Akash and Rav. El yarmus b'shelo irvu. If you're telling us that they didn't make an Erev, like Rav, you're saying that when there is no Erev, only then did Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, say this, not like Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. So then, how did the keli get out there? Hechi mishkachas lo money debat mechotzer. How were you legally allowed to take a keli out from the house and bring it into the chotzer when there was no Erev Chatzeros? Kashu on Rav. So Rav says, no problem. And actually, Rav Sheshes answers for Rav. Who Mosev law? Who Mefarik law? Rav Sheshes is the one that asked the question, but he thought of the answer himself. Again, the Amorayim, the Tanoim, they're not interested in winning. They're interested in getting to the bottom line. And while Rosh Hashanah has a great question, this sounds like it's a great question, he had an equally great answer, and he gave it himself. Who most of love, who of Arkla. You know what we're talking about? The Chumta V'Sudra. We're talking here about, he was wearing a Chumta, we had said previously, was a hat, and a Sudra is some sort of a kerchief, and therefore, like a scarf, and he wore it out. You're allowed to wear your hat, you're allowed to wear your scarf from your house into the courtyard. And now he took it off in the courtyard because all the courtyards have one halachic status, and therefore he was able to carry this that was in the house. And it was only in this situation that Rabbi Shimon would allow you now to take this kerchief and move it all about. There is no gzeira in this situation. But if you brought it out because of an Erev Chatzeros, then Rav holds that Rabbi Shimon would make such a gzeira. We turn now to the Amud Beis. The Braisa tells us, again, we're trying to show that Rav is correct, and the Braisa tells us, Toshma. We learn in the Braisa, Anshi Chotzer, the Anshi Marpesa, Shech Shochachu Velo Irvu. You have the people living in a Marpesa. So Marpesa, we said, is a porch-like area above a Chotzer, and they didn't make an Erev below Irvu with the Anshei Chotzer, with the people that lived in the Chotzer. So you have both of them. Neither one made. The Anshei Chotzer made their own Erev Chatzeros. The Anshei Merpeses made their own Erev Chatzeros. But they didn't combine and make a single Erev Chatzeros. And they didn't ruin it for each other because there's a ladder in between them. And as Rashi points out, the ladder in between them can be considered as either Torah's Pesach Alav or the Torah's Uchitz Alav. And they can use it for whichever way they would wish to. If they want to, they can make an Erev Chatzeros together because it has a Torah of a Pesach. But if they don't want to, they're allowed to each make separate Erev Chatzeros and not combine, not be forced to combine, and that's also allowed because it can have the status of either a Pesach or a Mechitza. And in this situation, and here they wanted it to be a separation between the two entities, and therefore the people living in the Marpesas made their own Erev Chatzeros and they're not ruined by the people in the Chatzer, and likewise the people in the Chatzer made their own Erev Chatzeros and they're not ruined by the people on the Marpeses. So we have over here, Kol Shegavoa Yutfachim Lamerpeses. Anything that is in this courtyard that is above 10 Tfachim, so it's more easily used. Remember, we had where there's a Nicha usage, an easier usage versus a Kashi usage. So anything that's in the Marpeses that is closer to the usage of the people in the Marpeses, anything that's in the Chotzer, that's more than 10 Tvachim, is going to be easier usage for the people in the Marpeses. So Koshe Gvor Yud Tvachim, they have the right to use this, the Marpeses. However, it's Pachas Mikan, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, it's going to be easier for the people in the Chotzer to use it. For them, it's direct usage, and for the people above, it's through a Shoshul, through lowering it down. So if it's Pachas Mikan, it belongs to the people in the Chotzer. But then we qualify this. Under what circumstances did we just say that if it's more than 10 Tvachim, it belongs to the Marpeses, if it's lower than 10 Tvachim, it belongs to the Chotzer? By Medvar Mamurim, Shahayu Elu Shel Rabim, Deilu Shel Rabim. That there were multiple people living in the Marpeses and multiple people living in the Chotzer, Batim next to the Chotzer, and the Batim that are on the Marpeses level. And in this situation, the Erev Elu Liatzman, as I already said, the people in the Marpeses made their own Erev Chotzeros, excluding the people in the Chotzer, and the people in the Chotzer made their own Erev Chatzeros, excluding the people in the Marpeses. As we pointed out, this was allowed because the Sulam between them, the ladder between them, can serve as a Mechitza. Or, alternatively, the Marpeses was just one person, and the Chotzer was just one person. Osha Yechidim, Shein Tzvich L'Erev, and therefore there's no need for an Erev in this situation. So each of them has their own area, either through an Erev Chatzeros because there are multiple people there, or just because there's only one person there and there doesn't need an Erev Chatzeros. That's what we're talking about when we said that if it's more than 10 Tvachim, it belongs to the top. If it's less than 10 Tvachim, it belongs to the bottom, to the Chotzer. Avol hayushal rabim v'shachachu v'lo irvu. But if, in fact, there were many people living in the Marpeses, there were many people living in the Chotzer, and they did not make their own Erev Chatzeros, they forgot. So in this situation, gag v'chotzer v'yachsadra u'mirpeses kulon rishus achas hein. In this situation, all of these areas, the gag, the Chotzer, the Achsadra, an area that's open on all sides, and the Mirpesis area, the porch area, they're all considered, like Rabbi Shimon says, as one entity, and therefore you can carry from one to the other. It doesn't make a difference whether it's 10 Tvachim tall or not. It's all considered one area. Now, how's this right, Rav? Tama, the only reason that this is allowed is when they made no Erev. Tama de lo Irvu, because the people in the Mirpesis did not make an Erev, and the people in the Chotzer did not make an Erev. Only then do we consider all of these one entity. But exactly like Rav said, ha irvu, if in fact the Erev Chatzeros people, the people living in the Chotzer made an Erev Chatzeros, the people living in the Marpeses made an Erev Chatzeros, then ha irvu, if they made such an Erev Chatzeros, lo, you're not allowed to go and carry all throughout them. And we said, if it's gvoh miyud, it belongs to the Marpeses. If it's less than yud, it belongs to the Chotzer people. Obviously, you can't carry with impunity in all of those areas. This is exactly like Rav said. So Kasha and Shmuel, Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, no. Who says that this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion? They're arguing within Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Rav versus Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. But in fact, Hamani Rabbanani, this is the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold that the Gagin and the Chatzeros are in fact one entity, separate from the Karpath. But the Gag and the Chotzer would also include over here an Achsadra or a Mirpeses, and they're considered one entity. And therefore, that's why over here, if it was Irvu or Lo Irvu, that's according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Shimon himself would disagree. So Homani Rabbi Rabbanon, this is the opinion of the Chachamim. And I'll show you that this is right, because look carefully at what the Braisa said. The Braisa said, Gag v'chotzev echsadru mepeses, kulam shusachas hein. Daikonami, it didn't say Karpov. The Loktani Karpov Umovo, it didn't mention those other entities which the Chachamim do not agree are considered one entity. It's only the Gag and the Chotzer and the Achsadr and the Merpeses that are considered one entity, but not the Karpov and not a Mavoy, and therefore this is the opinion of the Chachamim and not the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Oh, Shma Mina, this is good. Raya, and therefore it's not a kasha on Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, and it doesn't bring us any new information regarding the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Try again, Toshma. Following Braisa, we had this also previously, and here we have a diagram in the art scroll on the bottom by footnote number 14, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai on page 200 in diagram number 41, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 108, diagram number 323. And by the way, the Illustrated Gemara had diagrams of all the previous discussions that we had as well. Look in the earlier diagrams. I didn't point it out when we did it. In any event, we have the following braisa. Chomish chatzeros habsucha zulazu. You have five chatzeros that are each open to each other. So A is open to B, is open to C, open to D, open to E. Internally, they're all open to each other. And as well, upsuchas l'mavoy. And each of them has their own separate exit into the mavoy. Again, as you can see in both the art scroll, the Pirush Chai, and the Illustrated Gemara, they show you this setup. Now, we're talking here, v'shachachu kulam lo erbu. They did not make a joint erev chatzeros between each of their courtyards. So the Braisa says, in this situation where there was no Erev Chatzeros, also lahachnis ulahotzi mechotzer l'mavoy, even above the chotzer. You obviously can't bring things in from the chotzer into the mavoy, or from the mavoy into the chotzer. You didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. Here we're talking really, it's a sheet of mavoyos. The kalim sheshavsu b'chotzer, and any kalim, however, that were in the chotzer at the start of Shabbos, mutur l'taltul l'mechotzer, you can move them through their own chotzer and into the other chatzeros, but you can't move it into the mavoy. U'b'mavoy osr. You're not allowed to move it into the mavoy. And Rabbi Shimon is matir. Rabbi Shimon is matir even to move it into the chotzer. Why? Show you Rabbi Shimon Omer. He says, Kol zman sheim shel rabim, as long as these are all owned by multiple people, it's not an individual, but they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros or a sheet of mavoyos. Mishachar uvelo irvu, they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros or a sheet of mavoyos. So he holds, Gag, v'chotzer, v'yachsadra, umir peses, and as well, v'karpav, umavoy, Kulon Rishus Achas Hein. They're all considered one entity. Now note, it said Taima de Lo Irvu. Again, same kashas we had a moment ago from the Braisa with the three Chatzeros, we have over here the same thing with the Braisa here with five Chatzeros. Taima de Lo Irvu. The only reason you're allowed, Rabbi Shimon says, to carry in all of these areas, the guy, the Chotzer, Chsadu, and Persis, the carpet, and the Mavui, is because they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. Exactly like Rav said. Implication being, Ha Irvu, if they did make an Erev Chatzeros, then, in fact, Lo, you wouldn't be allowed to go and carry from items that were in these courtyards before Shabbos started to the courtyards, the other courtyards, or the Mavui. Exactly like Rav, Kasha, and Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says, they would answer as follows. My Lo Irvu, what does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says that they didn't make an Erev, then you can't do this? In Lo Irvu, Rabbi Shimon Matir, he says, in this situation, they're all considered one Rishus as long as they didn't make an Erev. Shachachu v'lo Irvu. What does he mean? Lo Irvu Chatzeros b'hadi adade. They didn't make a single sheet of Mavayos. They didn't make one big Erev Chatzeros for all of these Chatzeros. But they made an individual. Ha Chatzer u'batim Irvu. But each series of Chatzeros within its own Chatzer has multiple houses. You can see this very clearly in the Illustrated Gemara. And diagram 323. So within each chotzer, the leftmost chotzer, the two houses that are there, they made their own Erev Chatzeros for their own chotzer. That situation is what he's talking about. That, even though they made an Erev, there's no restriction. Rabbi Shimon holds, even if they made an Erev, there is no such restriction. He's just saying, when it's Shachu Lo Erev, that they didn't make one big Erev Chatzeros. But if they made their own individual Erev Chatzeros, we don't make such a Gzeira. Exactly like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan said. But the Gemara says, "V'ha lo irvu k'tani." That seems to imply that no erev chatzeros was made, not between all five chatzeros, but not even an individual chatzer. Shmuel says, no. My lo irvu, when it means lo irvu, it's like I pointed out earlier, lo nishtatvu. It meant they didn't make a sheet of mavayos. But, in fact, each individual chatzer made its own erev chatzeros, and that doesn't change the din. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say, Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't make a difference whether the individual chatzer made an erev chatzeros or not. For the individual chatzer, it doesn't change the din around. That's teretz number one. The boy is saying, well, teretz number two, this isn't the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. While Rabbi Shimon is talking, he's saying, Rabbi Shimon, l'divreim d'rabbanan karmelu. He's saying, according to you, chachamim, who hold that you're not allowed to carry in all of these entities, in all of these different Gag, Karpav, Chotzer, Achsadrim, Epesis, Mavui, etc. The DD, according to me, Loshno Ervu, Loshno Lo Ervu. I hold, as Shmuel and Rav Yochanan say, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is, there is no problem whether you made an Erev or not, you can carry with impunity in these areas anything that was Shavas there at the start of Shabbos. But at least, according to you, Ela Didchu, according to you, at least, Bimode Odeli Mias, the Hechdelo Ervu, if they didn't make a sheet of Mavayos, if they didn't make a big Eruv Chatzeres between all of them, the Lo Ervu Rishus Achasi, that it still should be considered, even according to you, as one big Rishus, not just the Gag and the Chatzer, but the Aksadra, the Mirpesis, the Karpath, and the Mavui as well. Why don't you agree with me to that? Varmalei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, no, Lo. We disagree with you. Shtei Rishui Yisem. The Chotzer and the Mavui cannot be carried one to the other, and therefore, as we had said, you're allowed to go and carry within the Chotzer, within the Gagos, those we say is one entity, but not to the other entities, and therefore you can't bring from the Chotzer into the Mavui. And this, therefore, is not the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we're discussing, it's the opinion of the Chachamim. But in fact, Rabbi Shimon doesn't make any distinction, like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan said, between a situation where they made an Erev Chatzeros, a Sheet of Avayos, or they did not. Now we go back and we discuss this. It said, according to this Braisa, you wouldn't be allowed, the Tanakama, which is the Sheet of the Chachamim, you wouldn't be allowed to go and carry from the Chotzer into the Mavoi, even though within the Chatzeres you'd be allowed to carry a Keli Sheshavas there before the start of Shabbos, but not from the Chotzer to the Mavoi. Why not? Let us say that this opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, in this Braisa, is in accord with what Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav. The Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav, Mavui Shalom Nishtatvu Bo, if the Mavui doesn't have a sheet of Mavoyos, so then, Ein Metaltel and Ela B'Dalet Amos. So then, even though it's enclosed, you're not allowed to go and carry within it Dalet Amos, more than Dalet Amos, because it looks too much like a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the rabbis made a restriction. So this seems to be in accord with this statement of Rav Zeim Amar Rav that the Chachamim do not allow you to carry from the Chotzer into the Mavi because you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos in the Mavi. Shmuel says, no, don't read it that way. Emor v'la Mavui Osir. Read it in the following way to say that into the Mavi it would be Osir. To carry from the Chotzer into the Mavi would be Osir. But once you're in the Mavi, if something was in the Mavi, that you could actually carry more than Dalet Amos. If that's the way you want to understand this, the Gemara says, Hainu Reisha, then how is this any different? We already said in the Reisha that you're not allowed to go and carry from the Chotzer into the Mavui. Why would then you need to tell me, the way we're interpreting this, according to Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, that this is going according to the Rabbi Shimon saying to the Chachamim, if there's no Erev, then at least agree to me. So Shachu v'lo Ervu, that's the same case as the Reisha. So why are you adding over here the same thing as the Reisha, Hainu Reisha? Gemara says, no. Mishnah Yisera Tzrichalei. In fact, you need to tell it to me twice. Why? Because if you didn't tell it to me twice, I would have said the following. Ma'u detema. I would have said, Ki pligi Rabbanon alei de Rabbi Shimon. When do, in fact, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon? Only Hani Mili Hechod Ervu. I would have said, maybe only in the case where they made an Erev. Abel Hechod Lo Ervu. Maybe, like Rabbi Shimon said to them, be molded to me in a situation where they weren't Ma'ariv, that you can carry from the Gag to the Chotzer to the Achsadra to the Mirpeses to the Mavui and to the Karpav. So maybe they would agree. That's what Rabbi Shimon had said. Maybe you'll agree to me. Kamash Rulan. The Chiddush over here is no. Even in this situation, they don't agree. The Chacham always told you can't carry from the Chotzer to Mavui. That's why you had to tell it to me twice. Now the Gemara is going to question, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Amalei Ravina or Ravashi, Ravina's sister Ravashi, we turn to the Omer Aleph, Tzadi Beis Omer Aleph. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, is this really the opinion? As Rashi says, Halachik Rabbi Shimon, Ba'afilu Irvu, even whether they made an Erev or not an Erev, the Chatzeris Rishus HaChas, that we view all of these as one Rishus, did Rabbi Yochanan really hold like this? V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but we learned elsewhere, the famous rule throughout Shas, Rabbi Yochanan is the author of this opinion, that halachic is Stam Mishnah. We always pass it like a Stam Mishnah. And here we have a Stam Mishnah. We learned this a few days ago. We learned here in Amasechta, on Daf, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Kosel Shabain Shtei Chatzeros. We have a wall in between two Chatzeros. The wall is serving to separate the two Chatzeros. If it's Gavoa Asar Rochav Abba, we had this case many times. The wall is more than 10 Tvachim tall, and it is more than 4 Tvachim wide on the top, so it's a separate entity on the top. So we said in this situation, Ma'arvim Shtayim and Ma'arvim Echad, they're only allowed to make their own separate Erev Chatzeros on each side. The left side of the wall, make their own Erev Chatzeros. The right side of the wall, make their own Erev Chatzeros. They can't join together because there's no Pesach. And we said, Hoyu Barosho Peros, if there was fruit on the top over here, so each side is allowed to go up and get it, but eat it up there. Elo Olimikan, Oakland, the left side of the wall, they can go up to the top of the wall and eat the Peros over there. The right side of the wall can do the same thing, Elo Olimikan, Oakland, but the Vachlo Yoridu Lamata, they're not allowed to bring it down to their own area because the top of the wall is considered a separate entity in this situation. And therefore, if you were to carry from the top of the wall to from one chatzer to the top of the wall to the other chatzer, or you carry from the top of the wall to the other chatzer, he says you're not allowed to do this because they're all considered separate entities. Now, if the top of the wall is a separate entity, but all of these entities are chatzeros, so then why are you not allowed to carry? According to Rav Yochanan, even if you made an Erev Chatzeros, you should be allowed to carry. Now, this is a Stam Mishnah, so Rav Yochanan should hold like this Stam Mishnah. But if you hold like this Stam Mishnah, if you made an Erev, you're not allowed to carry from a Chatzah to another part of the Chatzah. And you should be allowed to over here, according to Rav Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, no. You have a misunderstanding over here what this means. My Lamata, when Rav Yochanan said, you're not allowed to go and bring it from the wall down, Lamata, he meant Lamata, Labatim. Of course you can bring it from the top of the wall into the Chatzah, because I hold like Rabbi Shimon, and it doesn't make a difference whether you made an Erev or not. So the fruits that are on top of the wall are like things that were Shabbos there before the start of Shabbos, and you can move them around with impunity, even though you made an Erev Chatzeros. We're not concerned. And it's only that you can't bring it into the house. That's what he's telling us. Mor says, that can't be. Well, Tani Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia, I explained this price as follows. Rabbi said, you can eat it on the top of the wall, but you can't stand in your chatzer and eat it over there because you're going to be bringing the food from the top of the wall into your chatzer. That implies that you're not allowed to go and move them with impunity. Again, akasha to Rav Yochanan's understanding of this Stam Mishnah, which seems to conflict with the way he understood Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara answers again. Rav Ashi would say, Omalei, v'chi Rebbe lo shinoa, who taught this price to Rav Chia? It must be that Rebbe taught it to him. Rebbe Chia minayin lo. If Rebbe didn't teach it to him, where would Rebbe get it? Rebbe Chia was the Talmud Muvuk of Rebbe. So if this Brisa over here is being taught to us by Rebbe Chia, and as Rashi says, Rebbe Chia Shesider, he was the author of Rebbe Chia Rav Hoshaya. They were the authors of the Brises, the ones that we consider well codified. The Sosimus HaBrisa, and he included this Brisa, and he was a Talmud of Rebbe. So if Rebbe didn't teach him this Brisa, minayin lo, as Rashi says, Zeha Perish, this understanding, the way we had it, is the correct understanding. Ulaolan Lamata means the Stam Rebbe Mastisin Bebatim Kamar, that he's talking about bringing it into the house. And that's the right way to understand the Stam Mishnah. This Brisa that he brought down, he obviously didn't hear it from Rebbe. He mentions it, but he didn't learn it from Rebbe, and therefore he doesn't hold that it is in fact correct. Rav Chia minayin lo, where would he get it from if he didn't get it from Rebbe? Rebbe didn't hold that it was correct. So Rav Chia says, this is a Brisa. It conflicts with our understanding of the Stam Mishnah. It's not an authenticated Brisa, and therefore let us reject this Brisa. And that is how you have to understand this, that this Brisa, while it sounds like it's a kasha on our understanding of the Mishnah, but it's not an authoritative Brisa, and Rav Chia rejects it. With that, we conclude today's share.